Blog Talk Radio.
Body and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnatelli Minor, and we just want to say it's a pleasure to have you with us each and every Friday. In fact, I received an email today that is one that I will definitely keep very, very close to our hearts. It's always wonderful when listeners go ahead and communicate with us and let us know how much they are appreciating the information and the knowledge that we are sharing on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. So we want to thank Jill for her comment. That was very, very sweet. We appreciate you very, very much. You are listening to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show produced by the Healthy Referral Newspaper. The Healthy Referral Newspaper began in 1989. It was a mission that brought my business partner, Tom Katowski, and I together. This is your host, Marcia. And in coming together for this mission, it has gone on for approximately 24 years now. And what Tom and I have learned through these years is that all of this is much, much bigger than we are, meaning that it is truly a mission that put two people together that never knew each other until I answered a small ad in the newspaper. And when we met and started to talk, we realized the commonality in how we thought about things. Within 4 years, everything that has been developed through these 24 years actually were in place those first 4 years, knowing that during those years, we would expand upon the different aspects of the mission and see it flourish and grow. And on that note, I would like to say that we are very grateful for what has come about through these 24 years because of all the people that we have met, the missions and the, I want to say businesses, but really business isn't a word that we really use too much, because what people are doing that are involved with a Healthy Referral and this radio show and our expos are individuals who are doing good on the planet in so many ways. They are following their purpose, their passion, and their missions, and therefore it turns into a business for many of us. If you would like to go ahead and get in touch with us after the show, please feel free to do that. Our contact number is 216-533-2273. Once again, that's 216-533-2273. Our web address is www.healthyreferral.com. Once again, that's www.healthyreferral.com. We also had a few emails from people who were asking if I would go ahead and mention a little bit more about how one can be involved with us in the Healthy Referral Newspaper and on this radio show that you're hearing every Friday. So I want to just take a brief moment before we go on to our interview and let you know that if you are an individual whose mission or business is preventive, natural health, personal growth, positive news, financial health, all of that, anything that is for the good and the well-being of a person, you are able to promote what you're doing in the Healthy Referral newspaper. It is a national and international newspaper, full size. It is a physical newspaper as well as online. So we feel very blessed that we have the best of both worlds, so that people can actually have a physical copy in their hand as well as going online. So if, in fact, you would like to inquire about how you can become a part of the Healthy Referral, I would be happy to help you. And again, that number is 216-533-2273. As far as the radio show goes, we do have radio interview opportunities of different lengths. We can discuss that with you as well. Another opportunity that we want to be sure to mention, for 15 years, we have been putting on the International Natural Health and Foods Expo. And the 16th year is going to be taking place in Orlando, Florida, April 5th through 7th of 2013. Again, that's April 5th through 7th of 2013 for the expo. I'm going to give you a website that was created for people to express their interest and ask questions about the expo and to stay updated on the event, as well as other events that will be going on in the near future. And that web address is www.healthandspiritnetwork.com. Just as it sounds, health and, written out, A-N-D, spiritnetwork.com. And you will find all kinds of information on there and a form that you can fill out expressing your interest. There is no obligation, of course. This is just an interest form so that we can get an idea on, you know, who's interested in exhibiting and attending and all of that. All right, so we want to again say thanks for all your support, and we look forward to hearing from you. There are some quotes that I really, really love, and as well as my business partner, Tom. So I thought I'd start the show out by sharing a couple. In fact, I pulled up this one file that I have of people who have sent me through emails and actually texts different sayings that they appreciate. Some of them are, life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breaths away. And that was from an anonymous person. Each journey is a work of art. Another is, don't be afraid that your life will end. Be afraid that it will never begin. And one other, the habit of being uniformly considerate toward others will bring increased happiness to you. And that one actually is by Greenville Kleiser. So I want to actually thank Sue and John for some of those, because they have sent them recently, and I promised I would go ahead and share them. So thanks to them. All right, we have an amazing interview today. In fact, we have two interviews today. And our first one is with a very special person who we have had the opportunity to speak with numerous times, and also to put some wonderful joint ventures together, and we look forward actually to doing more of that. So what I would like to do at this time is to go ahead and introduce our next guest, and that is, I'm going to do my best with Ollie's last name, Ollie Agha. Are you there, Ollie?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, I don't know why. Your name is so simple. It's spelled so simple, yet when I go to say it, I get tongue-tied. So
no, you said it right.
Okay. So it actually is Agha. And Ollie, as I mentioned a moment ago, Tom and I have had this opportunity to talk with you more this past month, and to put some wonderful things together. And I would like to tell the listeners that the latest issue of the Healthy Referral newspaper has been printed, and it is beginning to circulate. And we have a wonderful piece in there about Dinar Banker. It's a wonderful piece, actually. I was just reading
it. You mean Dinar Trade?
Dinar. What did I say?
Dinar Banker.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I have to... I have to own that one, listeners, and I apologize to Ollie. That is a slip of the tongue, and actually Ollie's is called Dinar Trade, and how that other one came out, I'm not quite sure. I'm going to have to investigate on that one. But Ollie, basically, being the founder of Dinar Trade, which actually is the market leader for exotic currency markets, what actually had you start Dinar Trade back in, I believe it was 2004?
Well, in 2004, I started Dinar Trade because my family business has been in the currency exchange business since 1970. Late 69, 1970, my father started a currency exchange business in Dubai. When the opportunity came that, because he had also traded the Kuwaiti dinar through the war in 1990. And my father, when he came up with the idea and said we should, start marketing the Iraqi dinar, because this way we'll be able to accumulate for ourselves as well at the same time. So that's how we started the actual business itself of selling it to the public.
And did you ever dream that when you started it, that it would be what it is today?
No, I mean, this just went above and beyond our dreams. I mean, it got to a point where it was so well-received, still is. I mean, to a point where you have an opportunity to get into a currency where it's worth one-tenth of 1 cent, because Iraq was taken over in 2003 when Saddam was put out of power. So they repriced the currency so low that it got to a point where which way could it go, only up. Because the country has oil, the U.S. is backing the country itself to, put it back on its feet. So then we thought it was a great opportunity to get into the Iraqi currency part.
Well, and I actually was talking to someone this morning, and they were looking forward to the interview. And, of course, these interviews are archived after we do this live one, which is wonderful because people go in any time of the day, any day, and pull up the archive shows and listen to it. But anyway, he was very interested in what he had read about Dinar Trade. And one of the things that he was interested in checking into and looking at the information was, if it was registered with the Department of Treasury. So can you tell a little bit about this deal? Because there's all kinds of people who listen to these interviews, some slightly educated in all of this, some a lot and some not at all. So what does it really mean when you say, it's registered with the Department of Treasury?
Well, when we had, Dinar Trade is registered with the Department of Treasury as a money service business under the category of the currency exchange. When we started this business in 2004, we contacted the Treasury Department here and asked them, hey, this is what we're about to do and what kind of registrations we would need to be compliant in the States. Huh? And they are the ones who had a suggestion that we have to have it registered as a money service business under the category of a currency exchange. And we have been registered and compliant with the Treasury Department since then.
Okay. So basically you have been registered since you started, which was 2004.
That's correct.
I see. Also, some of the conversation had gotten into, he was asking me questions that were far and beyond, what I could answer. And I really supported him in going to the site and, doing his own research and, of course, listening to the live show today, and if not possible, then the recorded show. But one of the other things was he was hearing a lot about the Iraqi dinar and was trying to put the pieces together. And he did make a comment that he knew that all of this that is going on started in regards to the Iraqi dinar quite a number of years ago, like 8, 9, whatever years ago. And he was asking, you know, what has it being any different at this point with progress versus, you know, back, let's say, 8 years ago?
Well, the Iraqi dinar was basically, I mean, it was introduced by the coalition provisional authority that was put in place by the U.S. when Iraq was taken over and the new country started. The Iraqi central bank did not have enough funds left because it was all looted. So it got to a point where when the currency came into effect, the price did low enough and the country didn't have nothing. I mean, it was all starting from scratch, it felt like. So, I mean, as far as Iraq is concerned, it is building on that. It does have an export of oil of about close to 3.4 million barrels per day now. That's what the last month's figures were. So on the revenue part of it, when Iraq gets in the revenue from the oil exports, when the economy gets stronger, naturally they'll make their currency stronger. And over the years, it's gone from when we first started, the Iraqi dinar, I remember, was trading around, every dollar was around 2,000 Iraqi dinars. That came out to around $400 per million dinars. And today, the Iraqi dinar is trading at about $1, about 1,164 Iraqi dinars. So that puts it at the inverse price, it's per million, it comes out to about $850 per million dinars. So it has appreciated about 40 to 43%, I think, in the last 8 years. But it's still got a long way to go. It depends on the country itself, how it maneuvers itself in the international community to get recognized. I mean, Iraq is working on, I mean, they've got the biggest oil companies in the world already, you know, courting them to let them in so they can help them, you know, get the oil out of the ground and the technology is there. Because when Saddam was in power, he didn't have the technology or the know-how, actually, to fruition from it because he was too busy with other things. So it is a long-term investment, no doubt about it. But, I mean, to be in a country and invest in a country's currency on the ground floor, where you know it had started, just like when the Deutschmark in World War II and then the Marshall Plan came along, it is kind of the same scenario.
I see. Okay, so that's I'm sure that, you know, when one does invest in a currency, at least this is what Tom and I've always known about currencies. Normally, they are an investment that takes a while. It's not necessarily an investment where, you know, you make the investment and very shortly after, you know, you're going to see some major results. So when somebody, Ali, asks at this point, okay, so this is 8, 9 years later, do we see this going on, you know, much longer? Is there quite a ways to go yet, or what are your basic feelings?
I mean, my opinion is that, I mean, there's been a lot of turmoil in Iraq itself after, you know, it was taken since 2004, politically, you know, insurgent-wise and all of this that's going on in the country. Now that has stopped. I mean, the last 2 year and a half, you've seen Iraq actually start progressing and new companies are coming in, international companies. Foreign investment is coming into the country. So that's helping the country of Iraq itself. But as far as the timeline goes and when the dinar starts, you know, their currency starts actually appreciating in value against the major currencies of the world, like the euro and the pound and the dollar, that is up to the government of Iraq when they think it's sufficient enough to start changing the exchange rate. At this time, the exchange rate is actually controlled by the Central Bank of Iraq on a daily auction, depending, and they keep it in check with the dollar and the pound, and they try to, you know, how do I say, have a like a control manage peg against the major currencies. So as far as when this is going to happen. You've heard a lot of rumors. You've heard a lot of rumors and stuff go around. You know, people saying that this is going to happen tomorrow morning and this, you know, next week this is going to happen. And you hear these unscrupulous characters on these different blog sites talking about it because they've got different agendas themselves. But in the matter of the, I mean, the real reality of it is, and I've spoken to a few ministers in Iraq over the last, I mean, speaking to them on a monthly basis. We even had an office in Iraq itself.
You know, Ollie, so why do you feel that, you know, these certain people continue to what I would say basically is, you know, mislead people over and over and over again by, you know, making statements that it's going to happen in the morning, it's going to happen tonight, it's going to happen. Why is that going on?
Well, I think mainly what's going on is these, I've noticed in the last 8 years I've been doing this, people open these blog sites and they start posting news and then people start talking about it. And the person who's running the blog site itself turns out makes himself to be an expert on Iraq, where he's never been to Iraq, never done business with Iraq. And what it does for them is actually it brings in traffic on their blog site, as you call them.
Absolutely.
And it gives them advertising revenue from their AdWords or just traffic itself. I mean, I also heard a few things last month that one of these blog sites are actually selling people's email addresses to other dinar dealers. So, I mean, there's a lot of, the dinar is a great currency. It's a great way to get into it. But there's been a lot of shady people that got into it in the last, especially in the last 2-3 years, that are just trying to, on that back of the dinar, just take some advantage, you know, for themselves. But
Right. Nobody's
looking at the whole picture of it, that it is a country. I mean, it's like if it was reborn again in 2003. And now it's just like a child that needs to crawl before it walks or runs a marathon. And these guys are just touting it that tomorrow morning this is going to happen with no basis on it, no factual basis of, you know, real news that's coming out of Iraq.
So what would you say to a person who, you know, is invested and does hear a lot of this, it's going to happen tonight, it's going to happen tomorrow, and where do they actually go to, and I would say dinar trade, but what do they really need to do just to balance out about all this and not be taken in and, you know, listening to all of that?
Well, we actually did something about 7 months ago when it got ridiculously out of hand. I have two people that sit in my office, do nothing but call up our Dubai office, call up our office in Iraq, and look for news that is legitimate news that is coming out of Iraq. And we posted that on our own Facebook page, and then our trade Facebook page, and our latest news page on our website. The actual news that is related to the economy, the finance of Iraq, we actually post that, and, you know, there's no rumors or anything like that. We do. But some viewership, I've noticed, actually are so used to having these rumors. When they look at factual news, they don't believe it. It's come to that point. You have to convince them saying, listen, this is what it is.
Right, because there's probably this energy of this has gone on like this for so long with the rumors that anything else, you know, they don't really want to hear. So
exactly.
It makes it very interesting because we, being in the middle of what we are with our business, and, you know, we do talk to a lot of people, and of course, we're invested in a few things as well. And I can't tell you how many times this past year, especially, I've told people who are invested in the Iraqi dinar to just let it be. You know, just...
No, we've been actually working with the Ministry of Finance in Iraq for the last year and a half, trying to get... Iraqi dinar recognized, and it looks like we're pretty close to doing it, because the main thing the Iraqi government has to do is have the, I mean, they know that the dinars are sold outside of Iraq, you know, you know, there's a lot of invested interest in it outside of Iraq itself. So the Iraqi, the central bank has been working on it to see if they can get enough institutions outside of Iraq to help them launch their currency onto a free float market. This way the bank doesn't have to control the exchange rate itself. Let the markets control it. But they're having, I mean, in the last year and a half, you've noticed that Iraq is really getting back on its feet as far as finance is concerned, as far as banking is concerned. I mean, they just had all the private banks in Iraq put up extra capital to secure the banks itself. So there's no AIG type deal here going, you know, it happens in Iraq when they do put it on a free float. So, you know, the government doesn't have to come and bail them out. So they are working on it, and I know for a fact, I mean, once they do get it to that point where the central bank of Iraq doesn't have to control the exchange rate, the market controls it. As anybody knows, if market controls it, first you have to buy it rather than selling it or shorting it, because you still have to borrow the short. So they are working on that to get the Iraqi dinar recognized in the international, you know, finance community.
And this is why I keep saying to people, listen to quality information. And then, of course, they'll say, well, how do I know what's quality? And, you know, all I do is to reassure them, just like with this interview, this is why it was so important for numerous reasons to do this interview with you. First of all, you know, Mind Your Body and Spirit and the Healthy Referral newspaper is all about health and well-being. And we have a saying that is close to our hearts that says nutritional wealth, financial health. So the financial aspect, you know, of our lives is a very, very, very critical aspect for our overall well-being. And that's why we do include interviews such as this, you know, from an educational standpoint, from getting to the facts, so that people, some of these questions I've been getting lately, it's like, my goodness, it just seemed like it was getting more confusing. And I said to Tom, we've got to do something, you know, because instead of getting more clear, people, it's just very interesting out there. So we deeply appreciate, you know, having this opportunity to do the live interview and also to have it recorded and archived, which we're getting lots of people in to the archive section of our radio show's site, which is extraordinary. So I know that many, many more people are going to have the opportunity to re-listen to this and re-listen to it. But let's go back to a few key points also. Okay, currency has to come through customs, correct?
That's correct. I mean, we import all our currency through U.S. Customs. It is declared at U.S. Customs and, you know, checked for authenticity. But we ourselves in our office in Dubai and in our office here in the States, we double-check it just to make sure. But it comes through U.S. Customs. It is declared on a FinCEN 105 form, it's called. And we've been doing that for the last 8 years.
Uh-huh. And so as it comes through customs is coming directly from where?
Well, actually, we actually import it to our office in Dubai first from Iraq. And
once
it comes into our Dubai office, because we have a currency exchange there, they check it, double verify it, and then they re-export it back to us here to the States.
Ah, okay, great. So basically we could say with what you just commented on that the currencies are definitely 100% authentic and
every dinar we've sold is 100% authentic. It's probably been checked 3 times before it even gets packed to go to the customer. And we provide a certificate of authenticity with each and every one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and beside buying and selling, you know, Iraqi dinars, you are involved with other currencies, correct?
One more time on that.
I'm sorry, I did hear something just blogged right out. I said, besides the buying and selling of Iraqi dinar, you also are involved with a few other currencies.
That is correct. I mean, we have done this, that we've done the Iraqi dinar. We do the Chinese yuan. We also do the South Korean currency, and we also do the Vietnam currency and the Afghanistan currency. All of that is imported through our office in Dubai. We import it.
And again, for this information that I am covering with Ali today, you are welcome to go to www.dinar, that's D-I-N-A-R, trade, T-R-A-D-E, .com. So it's dinartrade.com. And Ali, would you say that that's the best source for them to gain more knowledge and even ask some questions?
Yes. I mean, you could go to dinartrade.com and you could read our homepage and our questions page just to get familiarized with the currency. But if you have any questions, you have a toll-free number on there. They can pick up the phone and call, and our operators would be happy to answer any questions, or you can email it to us and we'll take care of it.
Now, the guaranteed, what's referred to as, you know, guaranteed dinar on reserve, what does that mean?
Well, basically, on the guaranteed on reserve, we started this about 2 years. I mean, we started this in April of this year, April 20th of this year. Basically, what the guaranteed on reserve does is we have enough of an inventory here in our office in Dubai and our office in Iraq that when you purchase, let's say you wanted to purchase 10 million dinars, you only pay for 1 million and you have 30 days to pay the rest. Now, in those 30 days, if the dinar value were to change and if you wanted to pay off the rest, you could do that. Or at the end of 30 days, if nothing were to happen, we will still ship you the 1 million dinar that you had paid for initially at the end of that 30 days.
How wonderful. So it sounds like
it's like you're leveraging a little bit off of our inventory and the finance we're getting through the local banks in Iraq.
Wonderful, wonderful. Because it sounds like you're all doing things in a way that really can help different individuals with the ways in which they need or prefer doing things. So I think the reserve could be a very popular item. Is it popular?
Uh-huh. It is very popular because there's a lot of people out there that have called us and said, you know, I have this money, but it might take 15, 20 days for me to get it. And I would like to purchase 10 million, but I can only afford right now 1 million. So that's why we introduced this program.
Okay. Now, when someone does, let's say they place an order, how quickly is it shipped?
Well, we have all the currency here in stock in the United States. When you place an order with us, if you do a COD order, I mean, you just pay for at the time of delivery at your door with a cashier's check or money order, that order is shipped within 24 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, on a business day. So, I mean, if you order today, it will go out on Monday because it's already afternoon, after 12 o'clock. Anything before noon, we ship it out the same day. If it's after 12 o'clock noontime, then we ship it out the following business day. And it's next day, FedEx Priority Service insured to your door.
And do you feel that your prices or that the Dinar Trade's prices are pretty competitive?
Well, we are one of the cheapest here in the markets in the U.S. for dinar. If you went and even shopped around, we even say it on our website, we match any competitor at advertised price. But if you go and do the research, we are the cheapest right now in the market, as far as I knew this morning.
And I know, too, you did mention this very, very briefly, but listeners, you are also, when you go online and over the phone, you know, there is a customer support team that can help you out. So that's something that you can definitely make use of by, you know, going to the dinartrade.com site. And of course, as Ali said, there are phone numbers on there and so forth if you feel that you want to take that route for questions and so forth. So at this moment in time, Ali, with where things have come from over these 8-9 years, and here we are, what would your message be at this moment in time?
I mean, I've been telling people from day one when we started, you have to look at this as a long-term investment because you're investing in a country. It's not a company that, you know, can be controlled by a group of individuals. I mean, this is a country that is, you're controlling 28 million people. So it takes time to, you know, develop and flourish in Como. So, and we at DinarTrade always have a market for it. Somebody invested, let's say, $1,000 5 years ago. We always have a buy price and a sell price. I mean, that's clearly listed on our website. They can get out of it anytime they want. But as far as when the currency itself will start appreciating the value against the dollar, that only the country of Iraq knows when that is actually going to happen. We, as a currency exchange, all we do is make a market for it on the buy side and the sell side.
So what would you suggest for people who are invested for their, let's just say, for their way of being at this moment, what would you tell them about their investment as far as, like I said earlier, just, you know, let it rest and you know, let things happen the way that they're going to anyway. Relax a little bit. Don't get so caught up in.
the main thing is just don't get caught up in these hype blogs that are out there. The gurus, they call themselves.
I know.
I mean, some of these people, I've actually done some investigation on some of these people. They have never traded a currency in their life. They do not know how the currency markets or an economy or how the GDP of the country works. So for them to come out and say it's happening next week, because I heard it from a friend of mine who's got great intel at the CIA, if that was the case, and if you've already heard it, the person who's listening to them should say, they've already heard it. How many more people have heard it, and why hasn't the currency changed any value? I mean,
yeah.
we are there in the market on a daily basis in Iraq and Dubai. If there were some changes happening, we would know it instantaneously. I mean, that's what our business is, to buy and sell the currency.
Well, that's why, Ali, many, 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 many times, as I said earlier, I have said to people, you know, just relax, let it be. It's a currency investment. Don't listen, don't even go into all of these blogs. I have to say to you that there initially, you know, I was, because it was new and so forth, and I was going into some of these blogs myself, and it didn't take me very long to realize, oh, my goodness, I'm, like, done with this. This is not something I want to put my time in, because, you know, any person with a bit of sense could see and can see that there's something not right with what's going on with all that blogging. So why spend your time and your energy and waste, you know, valuable time of your day putting any energy into that whatsoever? So that's why we're very grateful, as I said earlier in the interview, for what we're initiating with the Healthy Referral and doing this interview. And I know there's some other wonderful possibilities coming up as well. So we just want to say thanks, and thanks for setting a number of things straight and making things clearer for people so they can just know that this is a very good investment. It is an investment that is going to take some time, or has been taking some time and may even still take some time, and know that it's going to be a very wonderful one when it happens, and it's helping a situation that you know, is a very good opportunity as well.
Well, so. The kind of, yes, well, the individual who is, you know, even thinking about purchasing it, just like any stock you purchase, as long as you purchase those shares, you know there's any time you can get out of those shares. That's the main concern I've noticed for 8 years with people. If I need to sell it, what happens? How do I do it? We do not trade at you make a market for it. We were the first ones to do that here in the States, that we buy and sell the currency, and we give you the actual rates that we are buying and selling clearly on our website on a daily basis. So there is an out. It's just like any share or even the real estate you buy. If you look at it, I mean, as long as you can buy a stock of Microsoft and you know nothing and you don't feel like anything's happening, you can always get out of it. But you have to treat it like a long-term investment. You cannot treat it like a lottery ticket.
The other wonderful part about this is, and you did touch on this briefly, for the little bit of investment for what could come from this is absolutely amazing. So with that in mind, I once again say to the listeners, you do your own research. You have to feel what's right for you. Even with what we're talking about today to you, we're not telling you to take any of this and take it as total truth. You can do your own research, and that's what we recommend. So, Ali, we want to again say thanks so very much for the opportunity, and we will send you a link of the finished show so that you can do whatever you would like with it as well. And we're excited about the future.
Thank you very much, ma'am. And if anybody has any questions on it, you can visit our website at denartrade.com or just call us, the toll-free number, and we'll be happy to help you. We're open Monday through Friday. We are even open Saturdays for about 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. But on a workday, we're open from 7 to 6 every day.
Okay. What is the, I know they can get it on the site, but what is the phone number?
The phone number is 877-770-7660.
Wonderful. Okay. All right, Ali. Well, you have a wonderful rest of the day, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you very soon.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye. And again, that was a wonderful interview with Ali, the founder of Denard Trade, market leader for exotic currency exchange and actually the buying and selling. Many people have said, well, what does this kind of information have to do with health? It certainly does. And you heard me mention earlier in the interview with Ali that we have a saying that has been with us since we started our business, just about, which has been 24 years, and that is nutritional wealth, financial health. Once again, it's reversed, so you have to kind of think about it. Nutritional wealth, financial health. When we have nutritional well-being, we have it all. It's total wealth. It enables us to do the rest of what we want to do in our lives. So that's why we say nutritional wealth. And then financial health. With financial health, it creates more abundance, more health, more ability to do things, not only for ourselves, but for others. So please go ahead and go to www.denartrade.com. And like Ali said, there is the phone number on there as well. There's also the ability to chat, et cetera, and feel free to ask any questions. If for some reason you need to talk with us, the Healthy Referral, producers of Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show, you can call 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273. And we are going to move on to our second interview here. And this is really an awesome opportunity. I will actually be, along with some other friends of mine, meeting Harvey Perlman in person this Sunday at an event that's going on at Safety Harbor Spa in Safety Harbor, Florida, which is near the Clearwater, Dunedin area of Florida. And this, I'm not going to get into it myself a lot because I'd rather have Harvey go ahead and touch on some things, but he has been into the healing modalities for quite a while and has some wonderful background. And I would like to just go ahead and bring him on right now. Are you there, Harvey?
Yes, I'm here, Marcia.
Hey, there you are.
Hi,
welcome,
there.
Welcome.
Thank
I was going to
you.
Say welcome to Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. Harvey, I saw your information. I gave you a call. We started having some conversation. I know the first several conversations, there was a lot of laughter and lightness, which was really, really great, and that continues to happen. And I found out about an event that is going on, and I know you're going to touch on the event, but let's go ahead and one of the things I would love right now is just to give the listeners a little bit of an idea, you know, of who you are and just what had you become interested in things such as pain relief and healing. So can you just kind of start there?
Sure, Marcia. I started early in life. My parents, for some reason, believed that I could help them heal their bodies and their pain when I was just 8 years old. And, of course, I thought that was very strange that my parents would be saying I could help them with their pain because I didn't know why they would think that. But because they were my parents, I believe they knew more than me, so I must be able to help them, I figured. And I kept working with their necks and backs, and eventually I learned from television, watching it on movies and things, and then I got pamphlets and read them, and then I got a professional massage when I was older, a little bit older. And then I actually started charging my relatives when they came to visit my parents, and I had my own private practice doing pain relief at my parents' home.
Wow.
When I was just,
wow.
Just a child. I was only 11 when I started charging. I didn't know what you're supposed to charge, so I just asked for $20. I thought that sounded good.
So hence your entrepreneurship began around 11 years old.
Yes, I know it sounds pretty amazing. It does to me even now, but it's a true story. And of course, I didn't know that I was going to really do that as an adult, but it turned out that I did. And of course, I got a license when I was in my 20s and became a licensed massage therapist after going to college and getting a degree in education and studying other things that were related to healing eventually as well.
And so as you continued to move forward with your practice, did you find people were really noticing a big difference in the things that were going on with them, whether it was, you know, some form of, some form of pain or, you know, whatever else might have been going on with them? What kinds of things would they express after they had an opportunity to have you work on them?
Well, as a licensed massage therapist, as I was working in my own private practice when I first started, I was able to help people with headaches and menstrual problems, working with reflexology and various different modalities in the massage therapy field. Then later I got certified in the neuromuscular therapy area of massage therapy, and I was able to help many different kinds of troubles, any kind of muscular aches or pains, joint pain, sciatica, or any kind of difficulties people were having. And I also helped people after car accidents, and I had chiropractors referring people to me to help their patients. And
wow.
So, yeah, I've done a lot of different therapies with the neuromuscular therapy, and it's really helped people with jaw pain, headaches, just neck and back, almost really any kind of muscular soft tissue pain.
And so with the many opportunities, the way I would put it, that you've been given to help people, what do you feel, if anything, actually makes, you know, what you're doing or how you do it unique in any way? Can you kind of expand on that?
Sure. I think because of my varied background, having a degree in education, being able to speak and explain things clearly and communicate, and then with my counseling background, being able to listen effectively and show people that I understand by expressing myself, that I hear what they're saying and understand their pain and have a good idea of what they're going through, that helps a lot with folks when they come in and active listening. A lot of times people go to practitioners, and sometimes people that are practitioners aren't trained in that. And I think it's important that people feel that they've been heard and that someone understands what they're going through. That's one thing. And then the other thing is have a number of different modalities that I use besides the neuromuscular therapy, which I'm sure we're going to talk about in a few minutes. And I do holistic healing, body-mind healing as well, and also the cold healing laser.
Now, I know that we're going to talk a little bit more about the laser and also the event that's coming up this Sunday. But so as far as the effectiveness of, you know, the different modalities, have you found that, you know, the effectiveness of what you're actually doing with people is felt pretty, let's say, immediate, or is it something that, you know, takes a while? And I know this question probably depends on exactly what it is that's going on with someone.
Right. Well, most of the time people do feel a marked change and relief. It depends on why they're coming to see me. And besides the neuromuscular therapy, I'm also certified in the holistic body talk system of healing and also certified in using cold lasers. So I can help so many different kinds of situations in the body. And there's so much to talk about, and we have such a short time. But people do feel more relaxed. Many times pain is decreased, sometimes immediately, within 10, 15 minutes, usually even in the first few minutes, depending on exactly what the nature of the pain is or health challenge that they're confronting or facing.
Mm-hmm. So, again, how you just said it, which is, you know, depending on what they're dealing with, what would you say are some of your, at least what you have found through working with some people, that your personal, I think you were calling them, if I remember correctly, your personal tools, you know, that you bring to the practice. So would you refer to those tools as some of what you already mentioned? In other words, your ability to listen and things like that, or was there something else in addition to that?
Well, I've always had a very good ability to focus, be extremely focused. And I have a background in martial arts. I don't do that now, but there was a time when I did that, and that having that focus makes a huge difference in whatever I'm doing, whether, and I'm sure that's true in everything that anybody does when they're really effective. And for me, it's about being as effective as possible, as fast as possible, because I want to give people a sense of hope. And focus is so primary to being able to get results.
And so the people who do come to you, are they always close by, or do people actually travel from a distance to see you? And do you actually have sessions to a degree on the telephone?
Yes, people have traveled to see me. I've had people come from as far away as Hawaii, New York, Chicago. Some people drive in, have driven in from close to the state line, like Lake City. And other people come from across the state of Florida to see me as well. Depends on, I would say, probably how many times they've been to people to try to get relief, and also people know about me, and they want, they've tried to help themselves by going to various types of modality folks, and they just, they want to have that change, they want to get that result, and they've heard about me, and they come.
And so this wonderful event that some of us are going to be attending this Sunday, can you tell a little bit about that?
Sure. The people that are coming in are Paul and Lily Weisbart, and they're coming in from Vermont. They are the inventors and founders of the quantum wave laser, and they're coming in, and they're going to do demonstrations, and people are going to actually have an opportunity to use the lasers if they so choose, and with instruction. And because these are approved for pain and inflammation, as well as joint discomfort and arthritis, people a lot of times want to get relief, so they get the opportunity to learn from Paul and Lily directly, and it's going to be wonderful. We're going to have somewhere between 60 and 80 people coming in from different parts of Florida and also out of state.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody's interested in attending this Sunday, which I believe begins at 5 p.m., is that correct?
No, it actually starts at 1 p.m. in the afternoon at the Safety Harbor Spa, but they need to, if possible, appreciate if they would call me or email me so I can register them to be in the event, because we are going to have food at 5, and we want to
That's where I got the 5 o'clock. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So it begins at one, and then dinner is at 5. And I think it's absolutely amazing, listeners, that such an opportunity is available from an educational and informative standpoint, and also the the ability to enjoy a nice dinner. So I think it's absolutely wonderful, and it was the whole laser concept has always been very, very interesting to me through the years, and it's one of the reasons why I know that I and a few of my friends are planning to attend. So, Harvey, how can you tell the listeners how to get in touch with you to let you know they're interested?
Sure, and also I'd like to share that it is free. There's no charge at all. And my telephone number is 727-259-8232, and you can email me at quantumhealer@earthlink.net. That's spelled Q-U-A-N-T-U-M, like quantum, healer, H-E-A-L-E-R, at earthlink, E-A-R-T-H-L-I-N-K, .net, earthlink.net. So it's quantumhealer@earthlink.net. And my phone number again is 727-259-8232.
And listeners, if you are hearing this after the event this Sunday, which is actually the 15th of July, 2012, of course, if you're listening to it after the event is over, feel free to call Harvey anyway and, have a conversation with him so you can learn more about what there is available for, for the future, including his practice and the things he might be able to offer to help you. So, Harvey, I know that this was a fairly short interview today. We'll have to take a look at doing something a little bit more expansive in the future. So I want to say thank you very much. And if you can go ahead and just give your phone number one more time, that would be great.
Sure. And I also like to say that I do give free consultations in the office for anyone who would like to just learn more, I'm always happy to share. My phone number is 727-259-8232. And thank you, Marcia. I appreciate this opportunity to share about healing and the seminar on Sunday, the free seminar.
Absolutely. Well, Harvey, thank you. And we will be talking to you real soon. And I know I'll see you very soon. Okay. You have a great evening, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Marcia.
You're welcome, Harvey. And again, that was Harvey Perlman, and please take advantage of all the wonderful information that he has offered to you. It's a wonderful opportunity, and this event is a wonderful opportunity. So on that note, we will see you next week here on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnatelli-Miner, and it is our pleasure to have you with us each and every week. And we will see you next Friday.